At the Tutu teen truck, young people are tested for sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV. 7 million South Africans have the virus. The teenagers are at ease listening to the safe sex message from Tutu Youth Center interns like Kizia Kimpo. Although sometimes it's still awkward. Kimpo has been inspired by Desmond Tutu to spend the rest of her life helping others.
When I got here, it kind of opened my eyes to a whole lot of different things. And then I decided I want to do counseling. Because I love helping people. I like, especially youth of my age and a bit younger. I like getting to know what's happening in the years and trying to help them, you know.
On the other side of Cape Town, the Desmond Tutu HIV Center sits in the heart of another township. His likeness brightens the lobby. Linda Gale leads the team testing the latest prevention methods and drugs for HIV and TB. Tutu had TB as a child and wanted to be a doctor. He was a man of God with a lifelong interest in medicine.
And he has supported human endeavor in that regard. So innovation is part of the plan, if you like. It's God's plan.
The project falls under the Desmond and Leah Tutu Legacy Foundation, headed by one of his daughters.
Those are really crucial initiatives because, again, they make a world of difference for people who live at the margins of society, people who are very often forgotten or ignored, who are typically underserved.
Back at the Tutu Youth Center, it's about giving underprivileged teenagers opportunities. They're writing their resumes, their curriculum vitaes. They earn merit points called Tutus for Good Behavior, which they spend, in this case, on printing by scanning their thumbs. It's a currency Desmond Tutu would have hoped they'll each one day use to pay back to their communities and their country in a positive way.